Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, no, you know that usually we talk about losing weight, you know, getting your weight down right after the first of the year, right after the holidays. And so there's lots of emphasis on, is your goal losing so many pounds and how are you going to do that and so on. But, you know, for some of us, losing and maintaining weight goes on all the time. We ever get that amount lost that we want, well, then it's something about maintaining, so you don't get it all back on. After all that hard work, you don't want to gain it weight. Well, I don't have any magic kind of information, but there may be something that will be surprising you. First of all, the no magic thing is, you know, you still need to eliminate high-calorie, high-sugar, high-fat, processed foods and snacks off your shopping list and out of your house. And then there is the thing about portion size. That always matters. You know, you just, even though a food is healthy, if you eat too much of it, you know, that's not a good thing. First of all, because eventually the calories add up. You know, even apples, if you eat too many of them, add up. And also, variety is still the bottom line also. So moderation and variety is still that bottom line. But if you've been trying to cut back and you've just been eating maybe fruits and vegetables, especially lots of vegetables, which is great because you can eat lots of them and not have many calories, not add much energy there in terms of the calorie, but you just don't feel very satisfied, and then you're tempted to go eat something that's maybe that high-fat, high-sugar kind of thing. So based on, again, a number of pieces of research, this comes from Everyday Health, which is sort of promoted by Mayo Clinic. First one may surprise you. There's a couple that may surprise you. It says binge on beans. And maybe you thought those are high carb, high calorie. I can't eat beans. But there are lots of reasons to put beans on your shopping list for weight loss. First, beans are high in fiber, and any food high in fiber will be filling. Beans also stimulate the production of that gut hormone, which is a natural appetite suppressant. And in animal studies, researchers at the University of California Davis School of Veterinary Medicine found that rats consumed less food when given this particular hormone. A veggie chili or a bean-based stew will fill you up without weighing you down. So you can always combine that. And I'm thinking, you know, there are a lot of folks like a lot of Mexican food. Well, you can. You need to sometimes twist that a bit because sometimes it has lots of cheese. But if that the bean-based dish is one of your favorites, hey, go for it. The next one may also surprise you. It's enjoy eggs. Well, eggs used to be off our list because of the high cholesterol, and we're not recommending that you have 3 eggs every morning. But recent research puts protein-rich eggs on the list of foods that can help people lose weight. In an 8-week study at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at St. Louis University, Missouri, overweight men and women who ate two eggs for breakfast lost more weight than those who ate bagels. Of course, bagels are probably one of the things you need to take off your list. What makes eggs a good food choice? Well, possibly because it requires more energy to break down the protein in your system than it does the starch. So your body is using more calories right away. And also, if you're worried about high cholesterol, as we said, eat more egg whites than yolks. Add hard-boiled egg whites to your salads for low-calorie protein. The average white has only about 15 calories. Or try whites-only snacks, such as egg whites and cucumber, with salt and pepper when you need a bite between meals. But remember that egg yolk has lots of nutrition in it, so unless you have absolutely been told not to eat those yolks, I would say eat the whole egg. Okay, here's another one that's handy for snacks. That's eat nuts. Nuts can be a superfood for weight loss if you control the amount you eat. You know, it's a matter actually of measuring them out, because otherwise you pour them out in your hand, or you just keep eating out of the sack. You don't ever do that, right? You can just eat more than you think about, because it's kind of non-mind eating. But nuts pack protein and fiber, which makes it a filling food. But, of course, they are high in fat. Although this fat is a healthy fat, it still adds calories. So a handful of nuts, and I recommend me having a fourth of a cup, major cup handy. That's about 150 calories per ounce if you're trying to lose weight. And, again, a research project where people on a 12-week diet included a handful of mixed nuts daily had higher levels of serotonin, which is a hormone that can decrease appetite, than those who didn't eat nuts. So it's not all about the calories. There's some other things to think about, too. Okay, another one that may or may not be on your list to eat often, and that's salmon. Among its health benefits, salmon is a great source of protein, and another research project said that men who were trying to lose weight felt fuller longer when they ate that higher amount of protein. That's kind of what we're talking about in a lot of these. And salmon is a good protein source. You can have a 3-ounce portion for dinner and flake the leftovers for salad greens for the next day. So it's also a practical kind of thing. Now, here's one you'll like. It has its pluses and minuses for sure. And that is pick popcorn for your snack. Now, remember, your stomach lags behind your brain. It takes about 15 minutes for digestive hormones to send the signal to your brain that you're filling up. So that's one reason popcorn is high on the list of foods that can help you lose weight. It takes a long time to eat popcorn, especially if you eat a few kernels at a time rather than a handful at a time. The slower you eat, the more likely you are to start feeling full before you overdo it. So again, popcorn is a good source of fiber, and we've said numerous times here, fiber helps you feel full. And the kind of minor side to me is, of course, you can't just load up with lots and lots of butter and salt. Neither of one of those are a particularly good choice for you. And even the microwavable ones, there are choices of reduced fat. Otherwise, get an air popper, and you can get a pretty good snack. You can even purchase a little package of popcorn all topped up for you. That's a 100-calorie snack. So that is another one of those goody ones to add. This one won't surprise you. That is to eat Greek yogurt, because Greek yogurt is another chart topper for the list of smart foods for weight loss. It's a great choice because it has twice the protein and less sugar than most other yogurts. Greek yogurt is also a great source of calcium, and a study by another group of researchers found that people who consume more calcium lost almost twice as much weight as those who consumed little calcium. So, neat ideas to get this filling food into your diet. Make a parfait of Greek yogurt and fresh fruit for your breakfast or as a dessert. And Greek yogurt is also a great base for thick and creamy smoothies. Sometimes you have to add that fruit to it. Yogurt is not at the top of my list for taste, but when I add some things, I'm going, this is good stuff. Now, you notice I haven't mentioned any veggies at this point, because we know that in addition to the things that we're talking about here, those veggies are really important to add to what you are eating. But this, remember, is a way to feel full when you haven't eaten very much. But this next one, this is a veggie. Choose chili peppers. The higher your metabolism, the more calories you burn. And an active ingredient in chili and other peppers makes them spicy and helps boost your metabolism. A study in the European Journal of Nutrition found people who added this to their breakfast food felt more satisfied and less over the course of the day. But if you can't warm up to the idea of chili for breakfast, well, you know, there's lots of other times you can do that. You could have a breakfast burrito. Some people like that. And, of course, you can have burritos and tacos other times. Just watch the other things that you put in there. Not too much cheese, please. Little cheese, okay, and there's low-fat cheese, but don't overdo the cheese. And finally, this is one that perhaps, depending on how you get your source of water, is free, unless you buy water. And you know, you've heard this. You just know this. And it's not, you don't think of it as a food. But there's so many benefits to drinking water. In fact, water should be a staple on the list of your foods for weight loss. Drink a glass before you eat and between servings. That helps slow down the amount you're eating. And your intestines can only hold so much volume. So you add some water in there, and you won't be able to eat quite so much food. And that's what I find myself when I think, I'm hungry. And I tell myself, just go drink a glass of water. And it really does help, you know, fill that void and saying, oh, yeah, I'm not hungry anymore. I put something in my mouth, even though it was water. And, of course, you can add lemon juice, you can add seltzer, you can add some other things if you just don't like plain water. But those glasses of water are really, really important for many, many reasons. So, the opposite, I guess, I just mentioned that sometimes when we're thirsty, we think we're hungry, and what we really need to do is drink that water. Hope you found something new to think about here and perhaps add something to your food list that can help you feel full, and that means you perhaps can help lose that weight you want to. Until next time, here's a thought from James Beard. Food is our common ground, a universal experience.